Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yeah.
Set me on fire.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, and glory to our Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to our Savior. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with me, Evangelist Roxy Williams, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, sizes up to XXL and 28W. You don't want to miss it because you are beautifully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. There's something there for you. Visit churchgirldresses.com. Enter the word church girl to receive 15% off. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is when your calling hunts you down. Glory. When your calling hunts you down. And I'm going to be just so transparent with you about what has recently happened to me. And we are in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. While you're getting those Bibles ready, I want to remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday. You can call in with me live at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. That's DF is your message, and send that message to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 through 12 from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he, meaning Samuel, said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, meaning Jesse, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And of course, that turned out to be King David. What is our topic for today, brothers and sisters? Say it with me. When your calling hunts you down. On Friday, I began to teach you about, you know, how to live the life of a perpetual rainmaker. In other words, how to position yourself into a place where you not only receive wealth, but you create wealth, not only for you, but for your bloodline, generations to come. And I shared with you my testimony of my trials and tribulations of finally getting myself positioned the way I should as an attorney, registered nurse and minister. And I said to you that if God was willing, I would break this teaching down for you beginning today on how to really position yourself and how to find effective mentors, etc. Well, you know, over this weekend, I really began to have to deal with my call. Because, you know, those of you who know me already know the office I hold spiritually, which is the office of an evangelist. And if you've ever gone to my ministry website, feelthefire.com, you will see that I tell you evangelism is my call. Fighting injustice is my purpose. Because, see, you got to know what your calling is and how you're supposed to effectuate that calling in the earth. In other words, what is the purpose of the call on your life? How are you to use it to expand the kingdom of God? And so I break that down further by knowing the fight for injustice in accordance with the call on my life. It's fighting injustice against my race and my faith. And so now I have this situation, and some of you know about it, and people have begun reaching out about it, where I'm now defending this black retired Army officer. I'm now representing this black retired Army officer, minister, and registered nurse who was brutalized and falsely arrested by the Miami police, sitting on a park bench in Alonzo Kelly Park, which is a public park here in Miami. And he was bothering nobody. He's 63 years old, had never been arrested in his life before this, served his country for over 20 years, only to be brutalized and falsely arrested, also sworn to protect and serve. Mr. Raul is also a self-taught pianist. He volunteers at the VA playing the piano for veterans in palliative care. Now, as an attorney, well, let me say this. I am also on the executive committee of the Miami-Dade NAACP in legal redress. So definitely I'm walking out my call of evangelism and expanding God's kingdom, not only preaching the gospel in church, but also winning souls through effectuating my purpose in the earth. Because even in the book of Amos 5:24, the Bible teaches us that saying that you heard Dr. MLK say so often. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. So here I am, you know, I'm an attorney, and I fight for injustice. But, you know, the flip side is I also have represented police officers and who are accused of criminal battery, false, you know, crimes. And for those who wonder, yes, that includes white officers. I'm representing a white police officer right now in a criminal defense case. So because I am an evangelist, because I am a Christian, stay with me, because I am an officer of the court, I really look at the facts because I seek righteous judgment. No matter where that line falls, if it falls on the side of the person who was arrested, I defend them because I'm a criminal defense attorney, in addition to church law and, you know, the other two areas my office serves. But if it falls on the side of the police officer and they retain me, I defend them. But here in this case, you know, the justice, righteous judgment squarely falls on the side of Mr. Oscar Julian Ryle. And there's a video. So if you see the video, you know, it pricks at your heart. Because he is sitting on the park bench, recording, dictating to himself as he plans the next phase of his life, which is to go into full-time ministry. He served the military 20 years, went in enlisted as a medic, then earned his degree as a LPN, licensed practical nurse, then earned his degree as a registered nurse, and became commissioned. You talk about the great American story. Went in enlisted as an E3 and came out, retired as an officer in O3. Glory. Then he went to the VA, worked there for a registered nurse for 20 years, a little over 20, and just retired from the VA. Now he's ready to go into full-time ministry, sitting on the park, dictating to himself, recording himself, talking about ministry. Park is right across the street from his house. Goes there all the time with no issue. Officer shows up, and what's crazy? Stay with me here. I'm talking to you about your calling, hunting you down. What's crazy is you hear him in the video when he sees the police officer, happy to see the police because he's never been arrested. He didn't have a reason to be afraid. And he actually says on the video, there's Miami PD on the job. So the officer sits there for about 6 minutes with his light shining on Mr. Raul. So he knows Mr. Raul isn't doing anything. He isn't bothering anybody. He's not a threat. Walks up to Mr. Raul and orders him to leave the park, telling him it's closed. When the park is really open, he tells him to leave at 7 p.m. The park doesn't close until 10 p.m. Now, Mr. Raul complies because he's a veteran, right? That's what veterans do. Stay with me. I'm taking you somewhere. That's what veterans do. And then the video just, oh, it just pulls at your heart. The officer says, you threw something on the ground, and just manhandles him. Throws him down. Mr. Raul is 63, never been arrested in his life. Ends up calling other officers on him. They release the dog. They handcuff him. They search him without permission. They don't find anything. Dogs don't find anything. Put him in back of the police car, unhandcuff him, rehandcuff him, detain him for over an hour. And Mr. Raul, you hear him pleading with the officer on the video. You're hurting me. You can look at my ID. You can look at my cameras. Nothing. Then to add insult to injury, he checks off on the police report, the officer, that this was a gang-related arrest, a fraud-related arrest, and then charges Mr. Raul with resisting arrest. Time is running. I don't even have the time to go through all that, because I want to get you to this point. But if you go to my law office website, you can see the video. You can see Mr. Raul. You can see the whole story. That's callrossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L. R-A-W-S-I Williams.com C-A-L-L R-A-W-S-I Williams.com So now, here I come. Also being a veteran, because I served in the military. Didn't retire, but also a veteran. Also a minister. Also a registered nurse. And I am taking his, I've taken his case because I just filed a complaint against the police officers with the city of Miami Internal Affairs. And I'm looking like, oh, my God, I've known my call, Jesus, to effectuate God's purpose in the earth as an evangelist by fighting for injustice and fighting for my race. But I didn't go looking for this. I'd never even heard of Mr. Raul before this. Mr. Raul had never even heard of me before this, but he happened to be in church and heard the pastor mention my name. It wasn't even a sermon about me, wasn't honoring me or anything. He was just in church, and the pastor was ministering. And in the midst of the sermon, the pastor mentioned my name to illustrate a point. And Mr. Raul had never been to that church before. He reached out and got my information from that pastor and came to me. And here I found out, well, just go to the website because I can't even go through that. But my point is to say to you, I knew the call. And when you are willing, Jesus, hallelujah, to open yourself up to God, show me my purpose. I know I'm a pastor. Show me my purpose of how to shepherd the sheep. Who are you calling me to in this earth? Am I to be focused more on the homeless? Am I a pastor who's more focused on helping women? Am I a pastor whose primary purpose is focused on healthy marriages? Yes, you're to be preaching the gospel, but you will prosper more and effectuate the kingdom when you learn what your call is and how you are supposed to carry out that call in the earth. Glory. So here Samuel thinks that he knows whom God wants to anoint as king because God is now turned from Saul because Saul turned from him, and he's looking on the outside. He's a prophet choosing whom he thinks, and God says, no, not that one, no, not that one, until he gets to the youngest. But what was David doing? He was tending the sheep. You see, God already had him positioned and placed and groomed for purpose because a leader, a pastor, a king has to already have a heart to be committed to his sheep, to his followers. What is your call, brother and sister? What is your purpose here? Stop living idly. Stop just existing. Begin to seek God for what you're supposed to do because your call is hunting you down every day. It's in the things that automatically ignite your passion. It may not be your occupation. It may not be your profession. But what is it that just gets your goat? You know, every time I would drive by and I would see some kind of where an officer has brutalized an African-American, it would just get to me. That's how I ended up already serving in the NAACP. And, you know, again, remember, as I said, I've also defended officers. So I'm not looking for a bandwagon. I've got a purpose, glory, righteous judgment. And within your call, as you carry it out within your purpose in the earth, as a Christian, seek righteous judgment. Don't get involved in political identity, racial identity, financial or classism. Your goal is to look for the facts. Seek the truth of righteous judgment, because when you do so, God is on your side, because you are expanding his kingdom through destroying Satan's institutions. And it doesn't matter who comes against you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When your call hunts you down and says you can't run anymore like Jonah, we got to end running from me, and the fish has to swallow you up and spit you out to go to Nineveh. When Jesus appears to you like he did to Saul, not this Saul in the Old Testament, knocked him off his horse, changed his name to Paul. Your call is hunting you down. It's asking you to move. It's asking you to do something. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of what people say, because on you to carry out your call need you. Glory. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give glory to you. We give thanks to you, Lord. We ask for the forgiveness of our sin. We ask you to come into our lives. Father, we repent because the people who need us in this world have not been able to receive what you sent us to do because we've been idle, we've been afraid, we lack the confidence or the competence. We didn't find ourselves any mentors. We didn't get into the word like we're supposed to so that we could effectuate the kingdom of God so that we can make alive your kingdom through the purpose placed in us, Father. In Jeremiah 1:5, you said you knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb, and you destined us, Father, for our purpose, our lane. Help us, Lord, to stand. Help us to stand. Help us not to be afraid. Help us to stand, God. Help us to stand, God. Help us to stand because our call is on our back. It's jumping all over us, saying, go, 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 go. Hallelujah. I ask you to bless everyone listening. Help them, Father, to carry out their purpose in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I apologize for going over. Let me do the altar call. I'm going to sign your task. We're going to go. For those who are unsaved or who are backslidden or who know you haven't been carrying out what God told you to do, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will go. Now, Father, I confess that I will go. Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father, I confess that I will go and carry out my purpose in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, everyone, make sure you tune in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or you follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Our topic for today is when your calling hunts you down. Your task for today is to stop running and do what God told you to do. I want you to go to my law office website, see the story of Mr.